Today is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I want to start it off by saying I was probably a little bit exasperated when I recorded yesterday's episode. Because I literally had... And I've already gotten responses on it. I mean, I've gotten text messages from people asking me if I want to quit various podcasts. I've got, because apparently I talked about how, I don't even know, I was in such a fog yesterday because the weekend was so much fun, but it, you know, it's really busy. And also, yesterday was just really, really busy for me. Like I had work until 5 and then I needed to record and then I had... to work out because Mark didn't, you know, I talked about this already. And then I had to immediately go from working out to going to the grocery store and then cooking. And then I had, you know, Lower Decks to record with Daniel. And then I had Butt First and I didn't finish until, I mean, I went from, you know, the morning, like 8:30 a.m. when I started work until, and I even had to drive to the office yesterday. So there was just a lot, but no. I do not want to quit any of my podcasts. I'm moving them all during the week, which will make my weekdays kind of busy, but it'll give me the weekends completely free, and that will give me time with Mark, and I think that will all be fine. I can't start another podcast. I'm at the point like, okay, Mark likes shoes, and I tell him, you know, I don't make him do anything because, I mean, he's a free person, and I'm not going to control what he does, but I do recommend to him that if he's going to buy any new shoes, he should get rid of a pair of shoes for every new pair that he buys because we run out of space in the closet. Well, my podcasting closet is full. And so if I were to start another podcast, I would have to get rid of one. But I think I can manage the number that I've got. There are just a few occasions in life where it becomes very busy. And, you know, I have days like I had yesterday and, you know, that's it. So anyway, the other thing was I did talk about the weekend and I think I scolded someone for doing sexual things on the Zoom. And I wanted to just say, I don't want to scold anyone. I love these folks. I'm friends with them. I'm not going to call out names or anything like that. They didn't even know like that, you know, and we've never set any rules. So there are no rules on our Pride 48 Zooms. Or our chat room. I mean, if you've ever been to our chat room, Ed Chan loves to post the porn. And Mr. Mike and Joe and Dallas, and like they love to post the porn. I'm just saying that I've been thinking recently that there may be members of the Pride 48 community who don't enjoy the porn or don't enjoy, you know, the sexual things as much. And I just want to make sure that Pride 48 is open to all of those people. I don't want to stop the sucking of dick or the porn or anything like that. I want to figure out a way to make sure that we allow for all of that. For that, plus people who may not be comfortable with it. So my only point was, you know, I just wanted to figure out a way to make sure that I don't want to stop that stuff because people enjoy doing that. And I don't mind seeing that. I'm not going to lie. I'm a red-blooded man. I don't know what that means, but you know, I enjoy seeing that, but I just want to make sure that we are accommodating to any types of people. So that was it. I was not trying to scold anyone. There were no rules set aside at the beginning. No one did anything wrong. It's not a big deal. And that a person texted me. So anyway, I got text messages today because apparently, you know, I made people feel bad in my show. Yeah, I was stressed yesterday. So please forgive me, folks. All right, let's listen to a voicemail.
Hey, Adam, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
So the tip I would give when your mom brings up politics, this just comes from my parents in their 70s. And it's the way my dad deals with his mother, who's 98, and it's passed on to me, is, you know, Mom, I just don't want to talk about that, and just move on. So when your mom brings up politics or something else that's controversial or you're uncomfortable with, just say, Mom, we don't want to talk about that. Talk about something else. And just move on. And, you know, the first couple times, you know, she might look at you a little bit like, huh? But, you know, she'll get used to it. And it'll move right on. And then she'll quit bringing up politics or whatever. It works. See ya.
See ya. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And that's what I'm gonna, I appreciate the advice, and I think I am, you know, I think I finally made my point clear the other night where I'm like, hey, I don't want to talk about politics with you guys. Let's just have fun. Let's just enjoy each other's company. We have different beliefs. And I don't want to have arguments. So, I mean, if I have to say that again, I'll say it again. But yeah, it's very good. It's very good advice because, you know, it's okay for her to have, she may be wrong. You know, there are things that I believe that are probably wrong, but we're all going to have our own opinions. And some people love sitting around and debating and doing all that kind of stuff. And the older I get, you know, I do, like when I'm talking to Daniel or some of my friends, I don't mind having a in-depth conversation and talking about politics and stuff like that. But it's not something I really want to argue with my parents about, and I don't want Mark to be sitting there feeling uncomfortable as well, especially when it's about race issues and Mark is from the Philippines. I mean, he's not white, you know, and so I don't want my mom saying, well, why does it have to be about, I don't know. I don't remember what she said, and I don't want to try to guess, but you know, so, but that's a very, anyway, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, I don't remember where I got on the weekend, but I'll just say again, the weekend was great. I did, finally make a list of all the people who won prizes. So if you're a prize winner, you'll probably be getting an email from me tomorrow, I would say, with either like a gift card or like whatever you won. I don't know Ed Chan's email address. So if anybody's got that, please send me Ed Chan's email address. But, and I'm pretty sure that's his name. I mean, he goes by Ed Gong in the Egg Gong in the, and I think that must be a, like an inside joke. Maybe that's what Fatty, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I get confused. I'm like, who are these people? but I think it's Ed Chan. Anyway, regardless, if anybody knows his email address, or Ed, if you listen, please send it to me. But I'm going to be getting those out probably tomorrow. I do have a less busy night tonight, but it's still busy. I have to, after I record this, I'm recording Throwing Down with Joe, and I need to edit the But First recording from last night. We had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We had Mike and Moose and Faye and Fatty was there and Archer was there. So, yeah, and Chris was there. No, Chris wasn't there. I assumed Chris was there, but he wasn't there. Anyway, we had a, did I miss anyone? Now I'm gonna, I feel like I might have missed somebody. Myself and Fatty and Faye and Archer and Mike and Moose. I believe that was all of us. Anyway, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. And I've got to edit that today. And then I've got the Throwing Down recording. And I need to edit this show and get it out. And then Mark and I need to work out. And then I'll be done for the evening. Because I'm not going to cook. I'm sorry. We're going to go get food. Because I don't feel like cooking. But then tomorrow is going to be a lot less busy. I don't have, other than this show, which is, this show is super easy. I literally sit down and record between 10 and 12 minutes, and it takes me about 5 minutes to edit it if I go fast. I mean, I can take longer, but if I go fast, it takes me about 5 minutes. So I can be in and out in about 20 minutes, you know, with time to like move the recording from the mixer over to the computer and uploading it and all that, you know. So that's easy. Like that, I've got that down to like such a process that it's like super easy to do. I just have to think about what I want to talk about. And most times I repeat things. So I did cook last night. I cooked pork chops with a maple butter glaze, and it's for Throwing Down. We're going to be talking about it on Throwing Down tonight. But it was actually really good, and it was an easy recipe. And there were a couple of ingredients that I didn't have, so we had to run to the grocery store. But it was super easy. I sous-vided the pork all day long, and that wasn't really part of the recipe, to be honest. But I did that because sous-vide is now the only way I will cook a pork chop. And so I did that, and recorded Butt First, and that was it. What else? Gosh, I think I've run out of things to say. I already talked about the weekend. So for the rest of the week, hopefully it's going to slow down a little bit for me tomorrow night. I don't have to do anything, but Mark's birthday is coming up. And I know I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but I'm not really sure what to get him for his birthday. And it's Tuesday, and if I'm going to have anything delivered, I need to like order it tonight. And I don't know, like he basically wants furniture for his office, but I'm not going to pick out furniture for him because, like, you know, he needs to pick that out. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. He bought me a battery for the lawnmower for my birthday. And but I really liked it because the battery kept running out. It was a very useful gift. So I've got to figure that out as well. I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.